outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go...
Well, welcome to the Savage Nation for this blizzard of the evening on the East Coast. I can't say the same for the West. We have beautiful weather here in San Francisco. It's cold and sunny today. I walked on a mountaintop with Teddy, and I just wondered at the beauty of God, frankly, how beautiful the mountaintops can be here. And here we are. Now, CNN hit a new low today. There's a guy they put on, some guy, they threw him a bone, they gave him a job probably for 40 grand a year, named Don Lemon. Who knows what he makes? You could see he's, you know, let's say there's a package of bulbs in a hardware store, and they range between 40 watts and... then you got the three ways, you know, the 50, 100, 150 watt bulbs. This guy's a 30. So they put a 30 watter on, and now it's a filler. But today, this jerk hit a new low, expressing sympathy for the LA cop killer, saying he was justified. Oh, he parsed it. But he gets turns it into the African American justification to kill police. And what this schmuck, Don Lemon, doesn't tell you is that this murderer who killed the cops was recently thrown out of the U.S. Navy as well. So I guess you should go kill people in the Navy, Don, huh? Listen to clip 21 now on the Savage Nation.
But there are people, especially minorities, on urban radio, especially
poor minorities
and Hispanics.
Poor minorities. We have a minority president, schmuck.
Now, just like the O.J. Simpson story, just like the Rodney King story, that people, there's a distinct difference in this country, the way people view race, the way people view news stories, the way we filter things, because
maybe
there are 35 people who support
watts.
Him. There are people who say, I had a problem with my job. I had a problem with police officers, especially with stories that concern police officers. There are people with a general distrust
with this
of police
moron.
Officers, especially African Americans and Hispanics.
Now it gets worse. Listen to the next clip.
They believe that he had a beef, a legitimate beef, but now he has gone off the deep end and he is doing it the wrong way now.
So prior to him going off the deep end, a lot of these callers, and this isn't just talking about LAPD, this is, you know, different municipalities across the country.
Across the country.
They're saying he's not so crazy.
Right. That the LAPD historically...
All right, turn
has
this moron off. I think CNN should apologize to the American people. Now, we know that Obama is the chief divider in the country. We know that since he's become president, America is more divided than it has been since... I would say the 60s, but I would maybe say this since the Civil War. And it makes you wonder if Obama's not trying to start a civil war, especially since his henchman, Big Sis McGraw there, has purchased 1.5 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition. I mean, what are they trying to do, turn race against race and create a race war? These people are crazy. CNN should be sanctioned. Don Lemon should be thrown off the air. I've never heard anything like this. I don't want to hear what you have to say about it. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Savage Nation. On my website, michaelsavage.com, Savage number one in New York City. Yeah, you didn't hear that one? Didn't make it to your local paper or your local radio show? Gee, I wonder why. Never one to back down, Michael Savage is headed to the top. After leaving his previous distributor, going on hiatus, and then joining the best in the business, Cumulus Media Networks, and battling his way back to the airwaves, the numbers don't lie. Michael Savage is the number one rated show on WABC after only 2 months. In his time slot, in New York City, in the coveted demos of men 21 plus and men 35 plus. Men are excited for the change of pace and Savage's unique style of news, views, and reviews. This is astonishing, says Michael. After all the years of struggle to land on WABC and fulfill my promise to Cumulus, my worldview, I guess, is not so strange after all. The iconic radio host has taken down some of the most serious brands in New York City in only 2 months. Topping all of the talkers, music, Spanish, and news stations. His old station is number 21 in New York City. This is just the beginning of Savage's rise to the top of the pack. Are you ready to join the Savage Nation? That's a story I put up there because if I'm not for myself, who will be? Certainly not my wonderful friends in the media. Second story on my website, Obama approval sinks to pre-election low. No kidding. Quinnipiac poll, whatever. Why did I have to have a name like that? Why do they have to have a name that nobody can pronounce? You talk about bad branding. Can't they just call it the North Pole or the South Pole? Why is it up to Quinnipiac? What do you mean Quinnipiac? Why not Ipecac Pole? Big deal, he sank to a pre-election low like he cares. Obama Incorporated. And there's lots of stories. Overcrowded UK can't take another tide of immigrants. Why not? Take another tide of immigrants. You need them to come in and have 16 children and live on welfare in the United Kingdom to keep the Labour Party happy. There's a lot of other stories, but I don't feel like getting agitated, frankly. I really don't feel like getting agitated today. It's open mic to Mike Friday on the Savage Nation. As you know, this has been a long week for me. Is anyone listening? I see like a zero blank board now. I guess I started off on the wrong foot. The phone number here is 855-400-728. Let's try that one. It's open mic to Mike. Any topic is fair game. And everyone who clears my call screener will get an advanced copy of my novel, which is coming out Monday. It's a big, big deal. A Time for War, my thrilling novel, where I sort of predict conflict with China. A little more than that. It's a lot more than that. America's under secret attack, by the way, in my novel. And your good friends from China are behind it. Now, you would think that the Washington Post or the New York Times would pick up on this book and say, Savage may have something there, because the Washington Post and the New York Times were just hacked by the Chinese military, who was trying to break into their newsroom and their editor's home computers, who were writing articles about the former premier of China, whose family made billions of dollars through corrupt contracts. Sound familiar, folks? Corrupt contracting in China? Does it ring a bell in America? Bridges to nowhere, solar companies that don't produce any energy. Let us see, blocking oil pipelines. We have the most corrupt nation in the world right now. I was told by an Iranian friend that even the mullahs of Iran don't have the nerve to steal as much money as our esteemed leaders in this country. That's right. You heard me. We have contracts coming in on bids going 12, 15 times higher than the bid. And he said even the mullahs in Iran don't get more than 2-3 times over the original bid. But that's the way it is here in San Francisco and the rest of the country. It's open mic to Mike. What I'm going to do for you today is, first of all, take your calls. Any topic, really, that you feel like talking about, whether it be CNN's new low trying to stir up a race war, whether you think Don Lemon on CNN has is a 40-watt bulb or a 30-watt bulb. That's another good question. I would think he's on candle power. You know, this is an example. When you listen to a dummy like him, when he goes off script and doesn't read the teleprompter, you start to see what's really behind his mind. The whole world is racist to him. That's how he got where he is, obviously, by using that card. And the liberals went, sure, Mr. Lemon. Would you like Mr. Lemon, can we give you a lead job so you'll stop saying the word racism? Let me take some calls. So what I'm going to do for you today is this. As you know, I flew back Monday from the Super Bowl. You know, I walked out just before the lights went out. I watched the halftime show by Beyonce. By the way, the pictures of her on the internet are not very complimentary. Did you see the pictures? Where are they? Here, bottom left of my website. Bad Beyonce pics spark a meme. I don't even know what a meme is. Some internet thing meme. Wow, is she a mean face. What a face on her. And she's got a body on her. She looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger in his heyday after a sex change operation. Bad Beyonce pics be. She's got some thighs and arms on her. And they want these pictures to be removed from the internet. So because they may disappear soon, they're probably photoshopped. It couldn't be Arnold Schwarzenegger for obvious reasons before he became governor. But she sure looks like him except for one distinct difference. What a face and what a grimace. What do you want me to talk about on a snowy night like to this? There's a lot of topics. I was going to play for you a little piece from the Monday show where I talk about New Orleans. Then I was going to play a little piece for you from the Tuesday show where I told you I agree with Obama on using the drones, where I say a stopped watch is correct twice a day, and are you shocked I agree with Obama? I was copied the next day by the fake conservatives who got the script to my show and tried to sound like they were independent thinkers. What do you want to look at all the callers now? Because I promised a free book. That's the only reason. I mean, let's be clear. You wouldn't have called. You'd rather roll over to another beer, another brandy, and watch a Wallbanger. Is he opposite me on TV now? He acts extra excited now to get you hooked in, but You can hear he's on the. His ratings on Fox are dropping like an elevator without a. I'm talking about Wallbanger. You know who he is? The guy who looks like Costello from Abbott and Costello as he gets older. I call him the Wallbanger out of affection for his real profession. And his ratings on Fox have plummeted by 50%, and mine have gone through the roof. How do you explain that? How could Fox's ratings be plummeting and mine be rising like a drone? How is it possible? WMAL, Mike, you're the first up from the heart of the monster, WMAL in Washington, D.C.
Mike, welcome back to Washington, buddy.
Back? I was on a station nobody could hear unless you paid for it.
You've been on a while. I haven't been able to get in on a call, but let me tell you why I called tonight.
Oh.
The other night I heard you speaking about your competitors and other people in the media. Mikey, when you're a New Yorker, it's very hard to penetrate Washington. The only way you penetrate Washington, not in the media, is you become a politician, and you're not going to be a politician. And all these guys are jealous, and you'll always have the label you're an ex-New Yorker, whether you lived in San Francisco 50 years or 100 years.
What do you mean? In Washington, they're going to call me an ex-New Yorker, and that's against me?
Well, yeah, these people just don't get over it. You see, they don't even have...
Why is that a bad thing? Bloomberg is a current New Yorker, and they love him.
Mike, you're on the other side.
See, here's the thing. Bloomberg doesn't sound like he's from New York. No, Bloomberg sounds like he's from Cleveland, which is probably where he is from.
Connecticut.
I actually sound like I'm from New York because I am. No, doesn't Bloomberg look and sound like he's a vegetable salesman in Cleveland?
No,
Do you think if Bloomberg didn't have the start that he had, he would be where he is today? What's the difference? Leave Bloomberg alone. The guy is a little Napoleon, and there's nothing you can do about personality disorders. They can't be cured. But, Mike, wait a minute. You're living in Washington, D.C.? Is that where you're listening to the show?
Yeah, I'm a WMAL.
But what? Are you from New York originally? That's the only reason you listen to me, because of the accent?
I got the same accent as you.
Oh, so you're an outsider, so you're reflecting on me now.
He is. You'll always be an outsider, Mike.
I'm not an outsider. I'm an insider. I'm an insider. I'm on the inside. How do you explain? How do you explain our rose to these high ratings on WABC in New York? How does that work?
Well, I know why your Wallbanger friend is dropping. Remember, he claimed that the architect was the architect. Remember Karl Rove?
I never liked Karl Rove. If you've listened to me for years, that guy gave me the creeps going back. This guy gave me the creeps from day one. I smelled a rat from day one with Karl Rove, and I said it. Wallbanger licked Rove's boots. Now, for how many years has he been licking Rove's boots?
Oh, many, many years, Mike.
Years, years. And Fox has had that Benedict Arnold Rove on for years. And now look what they just did. They fired Dick Morris, who called it wrong, but he's a nice guy. And who do they replace him with? Karl Rove Benedict Arnold. Can you believe that?
Well, that's why they dropped
whatever. Him. I'm sending you a copy of... Do you read novels anymore? Am I wasting the book, or should I send it?
No, I love novels.
You do? What's the last novel you read?
I've been here 1,000 years. It's an Italian book that's translated into English.
Wow. Oh, now we got a real intellectual here. Okay, so let me ask you another question here, now that I got a live one and a literate one on top of it all, an intelligent Italian man. Have you actually read Dante, even in translation? Dante Alighieri, you know who it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? All right, I'll send him a time for. I don't want to put him on the spot. That's not fair. All right, just send him the book, and that's all. It's not fair. No one knows who Dante is. This is the stages of Hades. A lot of boys who went to Catholic school when they were still in education, before they were learning that when they went to Catholic school, when they were still in education in Latin, they had to read Dante in Latin. Not anymore. What do they read now? They read Pig Latin now. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safe Light Repair. Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Days of traffic, troubles in Fremont, northbound 880 Thornton, car ran out of gas, it's in the left lane. Traffic gets real slow though, about Alvarado Niles Road as you head up towards A Street in Hayward. Upper Deck Bay Bridge, getting reports of an accident, two cars in the cantilever section, no word on which lanes are blocked. Traffic pretty much slow and go from the Toll Plaza into San Francisco. Northbound 101 slows from 280 out to the lower deck. I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
Do you know how they oftentimes euthanize huge whales? It rhymes with Tom. Yeah, here, Timmy the whale. This will be your last meal. Just chomp on this. Or maybe they just put it down the blowhole of the whale.
They clog the blowhole with TNT.
Clog the blowhole.
Duck, hit the deck.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580. 800-460-3580.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever. Help build it.
Visit habitat.org.
I'm on the go. Work calls and I'm off. This city today, that city tomorrow, I make sure business gets done. And wherever I go, home goes with me. It's a little app called iHeartRadio. My favorite station's on here, and I keep up with the news and sports from the personalities I love.
Download the free iHeartRadio app. Over 1,500 ready-to-play local stations on your iPod, iPhone, Android, or other mobile device. iHeartRadio.com.
And I can listen on vacation, too. I'll have another one of those blue drinks, please.
In 1997, a high school shooting was stopped by a vice principal with a gun. In 1998, a middle school shooting was ended by a neighbor with a gun. In 2002, a terrorist attack was stopped by a school guard and a teacher with a gun. After September 11th, pilots began carrying guns to protect their passengers. Let's give our schools and teachers the same option. Sign the petition at defendschools.com.
Paid for by the Libertarian National Committee and not endorsed by any candidate or candidate committee.
On the next morning show, you'll predict what Bob is going to say in his State of the Union address. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Hey, all I want is paradise. Come along with me when I'm feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fast. To run her fingers.
I love this song. Who knows why? Why do I know? It's cheerful. had a rotten day. I feel better already. I'm like coming out of a coma. It's like a coma day today. I don't know what it is, like a long Friday. One day I can enjoy the late show. The next day I can't deal until 6 o'clock. I'm ready to check into a rehab clinic, like from boredom. And today was that kind of day, the latter. I walked on a mountaintop with a dog. Could you imagine a man like me who loves the city? The sights and sounds and pasta and shiny. I don't know what I was doing on a windy hill, but there I was with the dog. Who knows? That part of me exists, too. You remember all the years I spent collecting plants and things of that nature. All right, I'll do the nature trip. I looked at the dog. I said, what a wonder dogs are. God gives them one suit of clothes, and that's it for their whole life. They never have to go to a tailor again. One pair of shoes he gets, I said to myself. Perfect leather. They fit perfectly. One color. They never wear out. Bingo. 12 years, 13 years a pair of shoes last. What a miracle, dog. When you think about it. They're perfect. That's why we love them. And they're like little hobos. They're like, I call them my little hobo beatnik. It's like a hippie beatnik laying around the house. Whatever you do, you feed him, he lays under a table. You give him a bath, they lay in the dirt. Whatever you do, they want to sleep. What could be better? They're not stupid. They know how to live. So I go to New Orleans, and I can't develop an idea. This is a strange night. I could be on the air for 3 minutes or 3 hours, 6 hours tonight. It's one of those nights. I can feel it already. It's coming. I feel like my life flow coming back in. I was like out at sea without a life preserver and a line. My show are the best 3 hours of my day every day. 21 hours, like a desert, not in bloom, a desert, an arid desert with nothing in it. The world's like a flat for me, got flat line. The show, 3 hours, I soar. I do fly like an eagle. My friend used to be in that group. He doesn't talk to me anymore, so he can take a hike for all I care. But, okay, we get a short dance in the sun. Every day I get a long dance in the sun for 3 hours on the radio. The minute I hear the music to my show, the minute you call the show, I become energized. It's like half after six. No, that doesn't work. Remember when I used to be on ships? Half after five, we come alive. That doesn't quite work, but here I am. Savage loves regional accents, and New Orleans is what San Francisco wants to be, but isn't, when I come back.
Heart Poop 560, KSFO. Savage.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week fun and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS. 800-827-3285.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Bail remains at $2 million for UC Davis professor jailed on explosive charges. A judge today refused a defense request to lower his bail. Construction on a new stadium for the San Jose Earthquakes is scheduled to begin by the end of the month. The soccer team expects to be playing there in the spring of 2014. And California has fired the company hired to help overhaul the state's troubled payroll system. Officials say the new system was filled with errors and the state will seek a refund. Taking a look at the roadways, new problems in Berkeley. Eastbound 80 before Gilman, it's a crash. Third lane from the left is blocked. Traffic still slow and go out of the maze. Southbound 880 North 1st in San Jose, still working on a stalled big rig. Been there all afternoon. It's off to the right side, but creating some delays. 880 backed up to Montague Expressway. I'm Dave Hawk, Shot Dog 560 KSFO.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment. Also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Now, Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems with free service calls between treatments if needed and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really a tenant.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Are you a hunter, fisherman, or target sports enthusiast? If so, Templar Sports of Los Gatos, the Bay Area's newest hunting and fishing shop, is asking for your support. On Monday, February 11th, the town of Los Gatos will be holding a council meeting that could potentially impact Templar Sports business operations. If you're a supporter for the Second Amendment, a person who believes in being able to exercise your rights without undue burdens, please come out to show your support for your outdoors target sports lifestyle. Come and support a professional, local, and customer-oriented business that serves the hunting, fishing, target sports, and law enforcement communities. Attendees should dress in business casual and be respectful to others' points of view. The meeting will be held at 110 East Main Street, Los Gatos, on Monday, February 11th at 7 p.m. That's 110 East Main Street, Los Gatos, on Monday, February 11th at 7 p.m. All Bay Area residents are welcome. For more information about Templar Sports in Los Gatos and the meeting, go to templarsports.net. That's T-E-M-P-L-A-R sports.net.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to do what's right.
To help a family.
Now's the time to volunteer.
To make a commitment.
To make new friends.
To make dreams come true.
To help a child.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On the next morning show, you'll predict what Bob is going to say in his State of the Union address. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. I'm feeling better. I really am. I mean, I'm coming back. Like, I don't know what it is. It's Friday. I never get this way on Friday. Usually I love Friday. You know, happy weekend, blah, blah, blah. What weekend? It's a nightmare. It's a void. There's nothing to do. Last weekend, at least, I was flying to New Orleans. I had something to look forward to. This weekend, I was going to go to Lake Tahoe, and I was going to go up to the snow for a night. I don't ski, but I love the snow. Lucky I didn't. We canceled for a reason. There was a health issue. I would have gotten caught in the blizzard with the tires and the chains and the, you know, Nyack and the lake. Oh, God. And the geeks running around there with the boots and the bad drinks. And before you know it, you're home. Who needed it? So I'm glad I'm going to be. I'm going to go on the boat. That's all. I may go up to Benicia on the boat. It's so beautiful. You know what I saw today? I live right next to the water in one of my places, one of my hidden locations. I live 15 feet from the bay. I woke up like 4:35. The birds were making so much noise. The herring are running. And there must have been 10,000 gulls and birds and seals out there. It was an amazing sense. I was like living in an aquarium. You know, I don't need a fish finder. Mankind for 25,000 years was able to fish in the ocean without a fish finder from the radar company. They look where the birds were. I often laugh about it. I go out on my boat. I say, what do you need a fish finder for? There's a flock of birds sitting on the water. That's where the fish are, a fish finder. Anyway, the birds are there because the fish are there. Now, the fish are jumping. The birds are eating. The gulls are eating. And then the seals are gulping. It was like, really, it was like an aquarium. It was gorgeous. But Teddy's getting a little crazy as he gets older. He keeps wanting to jump in the bay now. I don't know what that is, like a lifeguard gene in the poodle. I got to put a new gate in for him. Did you ever really read Genesis in the Bible? I want to read you the opening to Genesis in the Bible, something that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Now the earth was unformed and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be savage. And there was savage. And God saw savage, and he saw that it was good. And God divided savage from the others in talk radio. And God called savage light, and he called the other hosts darkness. And there was evening, and there was morning. One day, and God said, hey, this is how it began. This is how it began. This is how it all began. Let me tell you why I just did that. Because I'm not here because of me. I'm not here because of vitamins. I'm not here because of garlic. I'm not here because I bicycled every day of my life since I'm four. It's because you know who, right? Somebody up there likes me, as Rocky Graziano said. There's no other explanation for it. I've had seven near misses since childhood. Cars hit me. Fallen off things, fallen down things. I mean, really, you think about it. And career things happened. I mean, came at me like meteorites that should have wiped me away, but I came back. I just don't understand that. You talk about off, on, off. So there's a reason I'm on the radio that goes beyond simply ratings and goes simply beyond my entertaining you. And you can draw your own conclusions, and that's the end of it. That's all I want to say. There's nothing more to say about it, because I truly believe in destiny and fate at the end of the day. There's no other explanation for it. I'm telling you, there were so many disastrous turns in my career from day one with people trying to undermine me and this and that, and here I am 18 years later. So how long it lasts is how long it lasts. And this is an unscripted show, incidentally. How you listen to me every night on the edge of your seat, would you glued to the radio when you have such choices out there? You could be listening to Republican hacks on Fox News. You could be listening to people on television who read scripts written for them by writers who are 50,000 times more intelligent. Andrew on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, I could be listening to Hannity.
You mean Wallbanger. We only refer to him affectionately as Wallbanger.
When you would say that, I always thought you were referring to a drink like a Harvey Wallbanger.
No, I'm not implying that he imbibes an alcoholic beverage. It's because I believe his true calling is that of putting up drywall. But anyway, what's on your mind?
I don't like those shows because I feel like I'm being shouted out. Like, compared to you, the way that they present it, they rush through it, and it's like they're screaming at
you. Well, I don't look. Look, it's a big world. There's a lot of media outlets. If you just look at the number of radio stations in a big market like New York, I was shocked. I mean, what are there, 70 radio stations in the city? I don't know how many. How do I wind up number one without any promotion? How does that happen? How do people find out about me in the biggest city in America? How does that happen?
Someone up.
I mean, you know, we all hear it. Latino, Hispanic radio is the next thing. Oh, Hispanic. You know where they are in the ratings? Number 11. That's the first one that comes near me. Number 11. All news comes out number 4. I'm talking about men 35 plus and men 21 plus. You could say, well, that doesn't count. Okay, it doesn't count. Fine, I'll take him. I'm sending you a time for war. That's all. Stay in the line. Okay. We have other people on other topics. I haven't gotten to the New Orleans thing yet, the worst food in America. In fact, you want to hear something funny? Yesterday, I went to my favorite restaurant in the whole world. I told you, my friend Roger owns Chalet Basque, and it's an obscure place. It's only eaten by locals. Actually, there are some famous people who go in there once in a while when they're in the area. It's very out of the way. It's really like country French, you know. I don't do this to get a free meal. I pay for my meals, okay? Let's be clear. I just happen to love Roger, and I love his son, Patrick. I love the food in the place, that's all. And I hide out there. Yesterday, because a month later, I go there for lunch. I have paella. I said, I can't believe I must be in heaven. I'm sitting outdoors. It's sunny. It's cool, and I'm eating the paella. Phenomenal. And I cook it once in a while, which is unbelievable because early in the... Then after the show is over, I never do this. I raced up there. They held it open for me. And I ate another meal there. So Roger came over and he said to me, how was the food in New Orleans? I said, Roger, it was horrible. In fact, it was so bad we wound up eating in the hotel, in the Marriott Hotel. He started to laugh. I said, I swear to God. And I said, not only that, one of my son's friends owns 4 Italian restaurants in L.A. I mean, the guy is a top restaurant guy. He's an Italian guy, knows food. He couldn't stand it either. He wound up sneaking into the hotel dining room when I was there, and he ordered just, he said, please, can you just give me a chicken breast with nothing on it and steamed vegetables? They said, sure, because we couldn't get that in New Orleans. So I said, Roger, I couldn't wait to come home and come back to the places that I know and love, like your restaurant. I said, I ate here twice today for the first time in the 40 years I know you. I ate here twice to give you some idea how much I love traveling. You know what I'm saying? Look, you don't want to hear about my digestion, do you? I could talk about it if you want. Listen, I could go high and low on the xylophone, whatever you want me to do today. I don't know what people want to do in the snow in the east and the no snow in the west. Let's take some callers and see what you want to talk about, right? KSFO in my hometown of San Francisco. I have to do it slow because for so many years I called it San Francisco, San Francisco. It's over. I'm not saying it anymore because it's not true. It's only true with regard to the leadership and the media in San Francisco. Dave on KSFO in San Francisco. Dave, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you. Yeah, my wife and I thought it was amazing, spectacular, when you quoted Shakespeare. I think it was Macbeth. It must have been about 2 months ago. Is that sort of thing something you can do just off the top of your head, or
occasionally? The reason I did it, David, is because I had gone to a dinner with a friend of mine who's an ophthalmologist, a brilliant man, and it was his birthday. He invited me, a little party, and he brought his mother, who's 92, 93. It was 4, 5, 6 people there, right? And I don't know, you know, you talk, how's your mom, blah, 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 fine. I said, is her memory any good? And he said, Mom, quote Shakespeare, the woman rattled off tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. And I it was flawless. I went over to her. She's hard of hearing. I said, when did you first learn it? She said, I learned it as a junior in high school in the Bronx, which must have been 80 years ago. You hear this? So I figured, that, look at the educational system in America from then till now. So I figured I was inspired to repeat the tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow sonnet here on the Savage Nation. That's the reason I did that.
It's just amazing.
Well, what is it you want me to do? More of the highbrow or lowbrow or no brow? Little of each. So little
much,
of each.
I don't know.
A mix.
What I wanted to say earlier was it was actually frightening. It was amazing to me to hear somebody quote from the top of their head something that was written hundreds of years ago and was.
Well, but Shakespeare's not, his words are not dead. His words are alive. You could pick up a book of Shakespeare's plays. It's like he's still living. If you want to read them, you want to see what the English language is before CNN came along, you'll see what the English language is. David on KSFO, thanks for listening. You're getting a free copy of A Time for War. Everyone gets one today. Step right up. Walk away cocktail. Everyone gets one today. ABC in New York. Tim, you want to talk about the drone strikes, which is a very important topic. I want to go on record again. I'm in favor of them. And I quote George Orwell, again, to quote a literary source, one of the great writers of the last century. Orwell wrote, and he said, if a man comes to put a bomb in your mother's house, put a bomb in his mother's house first. And that's why I'm in favor of drone strikes. WABC, Tim, you're up on the Savage Nation. Your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mike. Good to speak to you. Listen, definitely rather listen to you than listen to the hysteric fraud, Groucho. But before I get to the main point, I definitely love the fact that you love, just as I do, Metallica and Master of Puppets. I love hearing that in your show, so more metal, please. And
okay.
No, about
that's a good one. In fact, thank you for that. I hear you. But now give me the zinger. Now give me what you don't agree with.
No. I'm just wondering, is from a constitutional point of view, is there some point, regardless of who's in the White House, Bush or Clinton or Obama, this or that, Republican, Democrat, Republican, is there at some point where we have to be careful and you're concerned about maybe an abuse of power in terms of some God knows what president we have in the future? Are you concerned about an abuse of power in terms of targeting Americans or whoever without due process?
Yes, of course I am. In fact, I wrote about the NDAA, which he slipped in on New Year's Eve, which is martial law. Obama took that power upon himself, and it's in my book, Trickle Down Tyranny, which is out in paperback in a week or two. Of course I'm terrified by this would-be dictator in the White House, and we don't want to give too much power to any president. But having said that, these Alawalaki, whatever their names are, who get knocked off by drones, they have abrogated their citizenship by going over to the other side and becoming turncoats. The minute they take off the suit and tie and put on the headdress and say, drop dead America, and plot to kill us, they're not a citizen anymore. I don't care what the ACLU says, because as far as I'm concerned, the ACLU are not citizens. They've done everything they can to undermine this country. If it was up to me, I would strip them of their citizenship, and I'd arrest the ACLU. How do you like that? That's what I think of those rats. Everywhere I turn, they want to rip out the Pledge of Allegiance. They want to break crosses off war memorials. They spit on family, God, church, and the police, and the military. Not supposed to believe that they're Americans, but that's a sidetrack. You take off the American flag from your body, and you go over to the enemy, you are no longer a citizen. I'm sorry. And therefore, we have the right to kill you before you kill us. I don't see what's wrong with that.
No, I hear you. I mean, you've been talking, and I give you credit. You've been talking about this a while. It even goes back to when you were talking about Rat Boy. You remember him?
Rat Boy? Are you kidding? Yeah, I'm surprised that Obama hasn't given him amnesty yet. Aren't you expecting Rat Boy to be released from prison shortly? You know, he has a very big lawyer from San Francisco who is in one of the biggest firms, is a far-left radical, who has been trying to get Rat Boy out of the prison now ever since he was put in. I'm shocked that Obama has not released him yet. I really am.
Maybe a pardon is in the works. God.
Well, I think that they could release Rat Boy from prison and give him a job in the Defense Department. They can make him an Undersecretary of Defense for Islamic Affairs. Tim, I'm sending you. You want to read it, Time for War, or am I bothering you with sending it?
Oh, I appreciate that, Michael. I'll take it.
Well, all right, another lack of a sale. Someone won't go to the store. Can you at least go to the stores Monday and flood the store on the 12th and touch the books? Move them around, put them on the top of the rack. Tell the owners of the stores you want to see more of the book. No, it's going to be front placement because I know that the St. Martin's has very good relationships with the stores, truthfully. Would you like me to read from the book on Monday or not? What do you want me to do tonight? Play some Metallica for them while they're listening. Snowing, snowing, snowing like it's never happened before. Never happened before. Never snowed in New York in January. They're all panicking. Everyone's dying in New York. Never heard of a snowstorm. Well, what is wrong with this country? Everything is an unexpected event. A big blizzard comes into New York in the middle of the winter, and everyone is writing home to mother with a voicemail, social networking. Here's a picture of a snowfall. Here's a shovel. Dear Mom, it's much different than it was in Arizona. I'm having a wonderful time. Here I am with green hair now. Notice the rings hanging from my eyebrows. Great time. It actually snows in New York. Ha ha. Here I am on a sled in Central Park. Ho ho. The next thing is she's not heard from and they find her in the gutter. Slashed at 4 o'clock in the morning, God forbid. See, the problem with New York today is that there are no New Yorkers left. They're all gone. They're an extinct species. New York is by and large filled with people from out of town. Who don't even know what New York is. They don't even have the right accent. You wouldn't know that they're from there. So to them, if they see a snowstorm in Manhattan, they think it's a miracle. It has been snowing in New York City, I would think, since time immemorial. What is this, global warming? And whatever happens in the weather, it's global warming. Snow in the winter, global warming. Heat in the summer, global warming. Rain in the spring, global warming. Play Al Jolson. You know what I'm saying? You don't even know the four seasons anymore. The people are so disconnected from reality. I don't have time for the call. Am I in a break or not? Did I do the break? Or am I going into a break? Because I've lost track of time. I need a break. I need a break like a hole in the head, but I'll take one. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safelite repair, Safelite replace.
Julian with Safelite Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safelite, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safelite emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safelite or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-922-8983. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-922-8983. 1-800-922-8983.
Guys, size matters. Uh-oh. So this Valentine's Day, go big with the big hunk of love bear from Vermont Teddy Bear. Hey, look, when I say big, I mean big. This teddy bear is over 4.5 feet tall. He's big, he's soft, he's adorable. It doesn't get much bigger than the big hunk of love bear from Vermont Teddy Bear. A gift this big means you'll get a big reaction from her, which is what you want, right? Send it to her office for a really big surprise that will really show how much you really care. Best of all, the big hunk of love bear is available for a limited time for only $99.99. Can you believe it? And delivery for Valentine's Day is guaranteed. The big hunk of love bear shows that you really care about making Valentine's Day special. Like all Vermont teddy bears, he's guaranteed for life. So for the biggest reaction and the biggest reward, get her the big hunk of love bear from Vermont Teddy Bear. It's only $99.99, so go big and go home happy. Vermont Teddy Bear also has hundreds of other classic teddy bears for Valentine's Day. Overnight and Valentine's Day delivery are guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them Savage sent you.
What are you going to do with your old...
Days of traffic, new crash, southbound 101, Great America Parkway. The two left lanes are put on the block. Three cars involved in this. San Mateo, southbound 101, Poplar, have a two-car accident. Looks like that one is off to the right shoulder. Have an accident southbound 680 at Livorna. That one has been cleared to the right side as well. Actually, that is still in the carpool lane, blocking the left lane. It's a new accident. Traffic backed up to Highway 24. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Guys, isn't it high time you did something about that ugly toenail fungus, especially with spring right around the corner? I'm Heather for 800 New Toes. When I produced the Dr. Dean Adell show, he consistently encouraged listeners with nail fungus to free themselves of this stubborn condition via FDA-approved laser treatment available through the board-certified foot doctors at 800 New Toes. Don't kid yourself. Yes, us gals notice your feet, and yes, it's a deal-breaker. But it doesn't have to be. The New Toes doctors have successfully treated over 10,000 of your Bay Area friends and neighbors. So what are you waiting for? A deal? You got it. The New Toes doctors are offering $100 off treatment now through March 3rd. So get New Toes ASAP, because before you know it, you'll be heading for the beach, the park, the pool, and beyond. Book your appointment today and be on your way to healthy new toes while saving $100. Call 800-NEW-TOES or check out 800newtoes.com. Take a step in the right direction. 800 New Toes.
You know where to turn when you want the truth about politics, world affairs, and an unbiased take on news you can use. Now, if you want to have a straightforward, no-nonsense conversation about your finances, then take it from me. You need to call my good friend Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group. If you do, I can guarantee that you're going to get the sort of real-world practical advice that you want, need, and deserve. Right now, Greg has a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.0%. That's right, 3.0%. And it's applicable for a purchase or a refinance. So call Greg O'Donnell at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300 or online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com. 3.0% fixed for 30 years. You owe it to yourself to give Greg and his team a call. You'll be glad you did.
Licensed by the Cal DRE number 01198426, NMLS number 298004, APR 3.50%. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates are subject to change. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS. Terms and parameters based on loan amount of $417,000.
Are you trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Call 800-483-1465. 800-483-1465.
Find a magic carpet and ride to Arabian Nights. Feast on char-grilled steak, spiced rice, flame-broiled cheeses, and exotic tapas. SweetJack.com, sliced half off.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is open mic to Mike night on the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE. All right, knock it off. It's giving me a headache. It's too early for that. Here's the front page of today's Old York Times for Friday, February 8th, 2013. Here's a story that caught my eye. Because I'm trained as a biologist. You ready for this? I'm not kidding you. This is the story. Small creature called linked to man and beast. Humankind's common ancestor with other mammals may have been a roughly rat-sized animal that weighed no more than a half a pound and had a long furry tail and lived on insects. I thought they were talking about Wolf Blitzer's ancestors. I looked at it. It caught my eye. Small creature called linked to man and beast. Those would be the talk show hosts on CNN. They're all small creatures. They're not up to the human level. I mean, if you heard this guy Lemon, the 40-watt bulb, taking a cop killer and turning him into a victim because of racism when the cop-killing bum was also discharged from the Navy for being a troublemaking loser, you have to ask yourself if I'm wrong when I say that this story about a small creature called a link to man and beast is not referring to Wolf Blitzer and Don Lemon on CNN. I'm sorry. There was another story about a small creature, Chris Rock, and other slavish Obama worshippers who I called fascists. They may be small, but they're vicious and dangerous. And it's in my new newsletter, which is free, by the way. You can get it on my website. It'll come into your inbox three times a week. And here's what I said. Now you can see what happens when you have a moron like Chris Rock invited to the White House, Savage said to his audience, adding, it shows you the level of uneducated stupidity that is supporting President Obama. The same mentality existed in Germany in the 1930s from diehard drunken Germans. We have the same as we have here in the United States today, stupid stoned Americans. How do you feel about Chris Rock saying Obama is the father of our country, the boss of our country, and that you better listen to Dad? Stalin was called father too. Chris Rock would have fit right into this ex-Soviet Union. The slavish worshippers of Obama are fascist, period. The only reason Chris Rock isn't working in a car wash is because one of the biggest scoundrels in Hollywood discovered this man and made him who he is simply because he is such a slavish worshiper of his boss, Obama. It just shows you how sad this country has become that such a lowlife, uneducated martinet should be given any play whatsoever. Other than that, I have no opinion about him. Play the soundbite that we created. Maybe they'll enjoy it. Just fire it.
The United States is, you know, our boss. But he's also, you know, the president and the first lady are kind of like the mom.
You know.
When your dad says something, you listen.
Yeah, man.
Kamerad, woher stammt?
Ein Volk, ein Führer, ein Reich, ein Land.
And when your dad says something, you listen. And when you
That's
don't,
all.
It usually bites you in the ass later on.
You're so funny. Where would you be without that guy from Beverly Hills who put you where you are, right into the White House, in order to marshal the votes for your boss, Obama, Chris? Where would you be if it wasn't for the mogul in Hollywood who picked you up from nowhere and put you into the White House simply to get Obama reelected, huh? Anyway, I'll be back to give you more of this right between the eyes on The Savage Nation.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Where's the music? Come on, give me some music. I can't just go cold. Give me anything. I told you to pick something. Pick it.
One,
hit
two,
it.
3 o'clock.
That's
four
good
o'clock,
enough.
Rock.
That's
five,
it.
5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10,
it beats
11 o'clock,
watching
o'clock,
Condoleezza
o'clock,
Rice on the Golf Channel. All right, welcome to the Friday edition of the Savage Nation. This is Crazy Friday, Loco Friday, Foo Friday, Pazzo Friday, Delirious Friday, Veruch Friday, Micho Soot Friday, Demente Friday, Galen Friday. So if you would like to join the conversation, you can't because the lines are completely whacked out. Even though it's Friday night on the East Coast and late early evening on the West Coast and da-da-da-da-da. And everyone on the East Coast is dying like it never snowed before. 1969, they call it the Mayer Lindsay storm. It dumped up to 2 feet of snow in Manhattan. People didn't die. In fact, if I remember correctly, some of my friends got out cross-country skis and skied in Manhattan on Fifth Avenue. They had a wonderful time. If I remember what I did, 69 now, was I still in New York? No. It was a winter before that, or 2 winters before that. That's right, it was 67. I had a Morgan Plus 4, and I raced through Central Park and went skidding across the snow, one of the greatest nights of my life. I can still remember it. I won't tell you what else we were doing. It was great fun. If you ever try car skiing in New York, you can't do that. Today, they would 30 years in jail. If they catch you car skiing in Central Park in the snow, like now on the Bloomberg with a soda in your car, you get more than a murderer, than a rapist and a murderer in New York. Here in California, the morons are trying to limit firearms with laws that are so unconstitutional that only California could conjure them up. And that's what they're doing here. They're driving all of the productive class out of the state. They're driving gun owners out of the state. What will they have left? Exactly what they want. The illegal aliens who don't even understand how they're robbing the state blind. Welcome to the Savage Nation. So I'll take your calls, that's all. 855-400-7282. And I promised something, I should deliver it maybe right now. Monday I came back from New Orleans, and I had, I thought, a great show. I mean, I was there when the lights went out, and I left just before it. I don't want to play that one. Play about the description. Which one is better, 18 or 19? Give me the 19. Give me 19.
I love regional accents in America, and there are almost none left, incidentally. I love Southern accents to begin with.
And for some reason, Southerners like me because they hear the real New York accent in me, which is almost dead. I mean, I'm almost like a like an oak tree, like an old oak tree with a voice. I mean, who talks like this anymore? And I don't fake it. This is my voice. I never changed it. That's the thing, is I never went out of my way to sound like I was from Southern. I was never ashamed of being from New York. And when I started radio 18 years ago, people say, I swear to God, they said, you'll never make it in radio. I said, why? Because you sound like you're from New York. I said, and? Why is that no good? I said, maybe I have something to say, and they'll listen to what I have to say. Well, I guess I was correct about that. Why do I have to sound like I worked for IBM, you know, and I have no accent? But they have beautiful accent down in the South. There's something about it that's very... Look, Tennessee Williams is alive. Let's put it to you that way. Tennessee Williams is alive and well in the French Quarter of New Orleans. It's there. And I felt the voodoo, and I saw the voodoo right beyond. I saw the vampire. I saw it right there. It's all there. You got to know how to reach out for that. It's there. I didn't want it. I didn't contact it. I mean, I had conversations with people, strangers. See, I'm gifted that way. As a former anthropologist, as well as some other professions that I've been in, and a man who spent many years in and out of villages, culling folk medical ideas and theories and secrets from people whose language I didn't even speak, by the way. I have a way of reaching people that's very unique. It's a God-given talent. And after a while, they either trust you or they don't trust you. Like apparently in Fiji, they trusted me and shared their secrets, and in Tonga, and in Samoa, and some other places, long before the tourist trade hit these islands. So if I go to a city like this, where there are odd people, I don't know how I zap into them, they zap into me, and we have a conversation. I learn things that you can't believe. And I don't know how to get into the next one, because I'm talking about the game. I'm talking about New Orleans food, antiques, scenes, cameras, Cajun, blah, blah, blah. My best statement of the night is that New Orleans is what San Francisco pretends to be and wishes it was but isn't. And it is. I'm telling you right now. San Francisco has, like, so out of town fools that pretend that they're artists because they strip naked in the gutter. That's their art performance, to wag their bodies naked at strangers, particularly children. That's their idea of art in San Francisco. That's the San Francisco value. Or riding down the street in a parade and whipping each other with leather on. That's their idea of art. Yeah. Not in New Orleans. I didn't see that in New Orleans for some reason. And by the way, you want to hear something really odd? Mardi Gras and the Super Bowl came together at the same time. You never saw crowds like this in your life, ever. Ever. I don't remember it. Well, the closest I remember it in my life. You see, you got to understand this. I'm a recluse. I live alone, basically, with the dog, some family contact, basically on my own. Don't like contact with people. You know that about me. It's what makes me unique in radio, is that I'm not a group thinker. I'm not part of the right-wing Beltway boys, and I'm not part of the in-crowd in the conservative media. I don't know any of them, and that's good enough for me. But the fact is, it's very odd for me to be around 80,000, no, like, say, like over a million people in the streets. I have not felt anything like this since I was a kid at Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey, with my mother, with the midget, with the hand, with Where Are You, Ma? To New York, Times Square, New Year's Eve, everywhere you turn. How's that?
That's all.
All right, that was that. It was good Monday. I'm giving you a piece of Monday because I wanted to hear it myself again to see if it was as good as I thought it was. It was pretty good. So, it was good. I didn't even tell you who. I had another conversation in New Orleans that I didn't tell you about Monday. When I came back to the hotel, I left at after the halftime show. Lights blew out after I left. I walked in the streets. I thought I was going to get killed. Luckily, I have a coin in my pocket with a certain, it's like a good luck charm. Okay. Walking in the dark streets of New Orleans, when there was the cab in sight, I thought there'd be 1,000 cabs. Why did I think there'd be 1,000 cabs after halftime? I wasn't thinking. Why would there be cabs after halftime? Who would need one but Michael Savage? So I was walking alone in dark streets saying, oh, you idiot, this is going to be good. The family's going to get the call to get the box ready because you're not You're not surviving this. All it's going to take is one starving junkie and you're dead. You know, so I'm walking, rubbing the good luck charm, saying, you know, if the guardian angel is still there, now's your time. And I swear to God, 2 minutes later, a pedicab kid comes by, a man like 25, a white boy on it. Isn't it wonderful how America's become like they're the coolies now? White kids who can't get jobs are riding pedicabs, and they like it, too. And he told me his life story, that his grandfather lives in Manhattan, and he's a rich guy, and he's on a pedicab. And I said, oh, God, no, this is... So I said, how much is this ride? He said, $1 a block. I said, go, get me out of here. Got me to the Marriott. I said, how much do I owe you? He said, 10 blocks, $10. I said, here's 20. Thanks for saving my life, and goodbye. But I get in the hotel, and there was like nobody there, really, because everyone was either in their room or what. And I went to the bar for a beer, and for some reason, I struck up a conversation with a creature. I have to say creature because I knew that there was something a little odd about this individual. Looked like a woman, but the fingers were a little too big. The features were a little too strong. So I figured, all right, so she's a post-op transvestite. I had a very nice conversation with her. And really, it was a very interesting conversation. And I asked her about her life. And she said to me that she grew up in Boston in a gangster family. She was always, this as a boy now, but she never felt good as a boy. I mean, she was a big woman. Must have been a big guy. And she always dressed in women's clothing. And I said, well, how did your family, if they were tough guys? She said they didn't understand it. At first, they laughed. They thought I was cute at 5 years old putting on dresses. And I said, then what happened? I said, well, as we progressed, they saw it was not a joke. This is who I was. And I said, well, how'd your parents deal with it? So she said, well, originally, they were very uncomfortable. But as time went on, after the transition that she used. And way after the transition, they knew who I was, and that was the end of it. And they were so tired and so old and so worn out, it was not even an issue anymore, which was an interesting thumbnail sketch of a human life. I got to tell you that. But only I could, pick that up, because it's going to go right into my next novel, the next Jack Hatfield, of Jack's in the hotel. And I don't know how I'll work it into the book, but you got to understand human beings are fascinating. Life stories are fascinating. We all have a story. That's what I'm trying to tell you. No matter how mundane you think your life is, it's your life, and it's a story. And that's what I'm gifted with, is telling stories from my life, your life, his life, Teddy's life, restaurant life. Scranton, PA, Tammy, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
I had to call, and I'm so glad I got through. I wait for your show every night. It doesn't come on until 9 o'clock, but I wait for it. You're so articulate and so intelligent, but your greatest attributes, I think, are your sarcasm and your wit. And I just had to tell you how much I appreciate you.
You know, Tammy, sarcasm is a dying art form, and satire is even more difficult to find. Sarcasm is very difficult to pull off that is not sophomoric. The idiots on MSNBC think that they're sarcastic when they're just sophomoric. It's not sarcasm. It takes a high degree of education to really be sarcastic, and they can't pull it off. All they do is sneer at people. That's different than sarcasm, isn't it? At least agree with me. Say yes.
To talk to you. Will you sign my book?
Which book? The one I'm sending you, the free one?
Yes.
I can't. I can't. I can only send it because it goes out of a certain shipment. Look, take the book, and anyway, you're getting a time for war, and I can't sign it because it goes from the warehouse, fulfillment house. I can't sign it, so whatever. I can't do it. If you run into me in San Francisco, which is unlikely, I'll possibly sign it. I have that happen. It's okay. I don't mind. I don't make you pay $10 extra. I'm not wallbanger. They sell everything but the squeal, those guys. The floor mat, the hairspray, the special religious cross for the neck. Booties for your dog. I never saw anything like it. Do they need money that badly? You want an autograph, that's another $10. You want to give to the fallen warriors, whatever. Every one of them has a warrior fund. I don't know how much of it goes to the soldiers or their wives. I think a lot of it goes for jet travel, personally. What I heard, there was a scandal with one of them. It's sad. Everywhere you turn now is another soldier fund. Do the soldiers actually see it? What, 10 cents on the dollar if they're lucky? You got to be cautious with these charities. You know, it's very hard. What else is in the news today? Viper poised to strike with more venom. I like cars. I'm very interested in cars. I like the kennel show with the dogs. I would never buy a Viper. Well, I wouldn't say never buy a Viper. $120,000 for a Viper? 8.4 liter OHV 20 valve pushrod, 90 degrees, 640 horsepower. It's just what you need in California. Well, you need that 640 horsepower to get away from the cop killers. I mean, you think about it. I'll tell you this. One other thing I didn't tell you is I did not see one brand of car once in New Orleans. You know what that brand was? I did not see one Prius. There's reason enough to move to New Orleans just to never see a Prius again. For some reason, the people down there don't like them. I'd rather see a Viper than a Prius. Absolutely. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week, fun, and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS. 800-827-3285.
We're kicking off a year of fortune at Cache Creek Casino Resort. From January 14th through February 18th, we're bringing in Chinese New Year with fortune for everybody. Every day, win $888 in bonus play. Every hour from 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. Plus, every Saturday and Sunday, we're having cash drawings for $1,000 at 3 p.m., 5, 7, 9, and 11 p.m. Then, Fortunes Rise Chinese New Year Weekend, February 16th, 17th, and 18th, when each cash drawing winner receives $2,500 in cash. The Year of Fortune, only at Cache Creek. Play the best close to home. Complete details at cachecreek.com.
Diamonds. The Jewelry Exchange has major interests in overseas diamond offices and cutting factories. We have one of the largest selections and some of the best deals you'll find anywhere. 1-carat certified solitaires are $19.90, certified 3/4 carat $12.90, and half-carat solitaires are just $4.99. Our diamond inventory includes rare, GIAD flawless, and triple excellent makes. The Jewelry Exchange has the latest designer styles and will set your diamond while you watch. Seen a design elsewhere? Bring us the design and we can customize it for you on our 3D CAD system and save you as much as 50%. Center of My World pendants are $2.99, half-carat halo rings are $5.99, and 2/5-carat stud are $199. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of rings, bracelets, pendants, and earrings guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus, no interest for 6 months. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City. 650-367-6500. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City or online at jewelryexchange.com.
Mike Ruco here. Hey, are you tired of bumbling around for those reading glasses? You can't see the menu, can't see the scorecard on the golf course, can't read the yellow pages? Enough already. I got Dr. Dan Beers right here. He's an expert in a new vision procedure called Restore. Now, Dan, I understand this procedure can give your patient sharp 20/20 vision for both reading and distance.
That's right, Mike. After age 50, our reading vision fades away. I perform a lot of LASIK, but LASIK has limitations for patients over age 50. With LASIK after age 50, I can set one eye for distance, one eye for reading, but if you want to see 20/20 with both eyes for distance and for reading, then the Restore procedure is definitely the best option.
All right, so you could come to the yard, watch Tim Lincecum throw strikeouts on the field, and you could read your program at the same time. If you happen to have a cataract, then your medical insurance may even pay for part of the procedure. All right, folks, if you're sick and tired of reading glasses, call 1-877-5-BEERS-5 for a free consultation with Dr. Beers in Mountain View. 1-877-5-BEERS-5. 1-877-5-BEERS-5.
Weekdays at noon.
I'm putting my faith in the American people that they're waking up from this hypnotic trance known as Obamaism.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Never liked it. Still this song. It was always stupid. I never cared for it. Welcome back to Savage Nation. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Let's go to the callers immediately, because the time is very short. This is the shortest segment of every hour. Very hard. Rick in Oklahoma, welcome to the program. Rick, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Michael, I have to agree with you on using the drones on the Americans when they were. There should have been one used on Rat Boy.
That's right. Well, we didn't have drones then. It would have saved America a heartache to see that guy's trial and be told that he was a confused kid. The man put on the Taliban uniform, went over there and trained with them, and was involved in killing one of our CIA agents. Of course, that makes him a hero to San Francisco, but not to me.
Yeah, but the only thing...
Let me tell you, I agree that anyone who turns code on America, joins the enemy, is an enemy, loses their constitutional rights, and should be shot or killed with a drone. And let me tell you something else. The more I have watched Brennan during the hearings, the more I'm convinced he'd be a great CIA director. And I think he's being smeared, incidentally. I can't say the same about Hagel. I think Hagel's unqualified, and I predict that he will withdraw. But I think that Brennan would be a great CIA director. First of all, he's been in the CIA for 25 years. That means he's transited through many, many administrations, including Ronald Reagan. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
So what is the problem with Brennan? Why is he being smeared like this? He was in charge of the drone program. What's wrong with that? And if the left hates him, if Code Pink hates him, if the ACLU hates him, that's all the more reason for me to accept that he's probably a great guy. I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War because I hope to God it isn't. What is next here? KSFO, San Francisco. Marion, you're on the Savage Nation. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Hi, Mike. I've been a Savagette since 94.
A Savagette, an old term. Savagettes. We don't even hear that phrase anymore.
Different stations.
The reason I haven't heard the word savage yet is none of my competitors stole it from me yet.
No, well, I'm that stolen old savage yet. And I
so
learned
you go,
about
you go back to 1994 on this station. That's where I began. It was on KSFO.
Right, that's exactly right. I've been listening to you and learned a lot about conservatives.
No, this is an important question for me, Marion. You listened to me when I was up on the Sacramento station, right? How did you find out I was back on KSFO? Was it word of mouth? How did you hear it about it?
I just heard it on the radio one day. I was kept hoping you'd come on radio, and there you were. And
you see, my voice is so unique that eventually people say, "Who is that? Wait a minute. Oh, it's Savage. It's him again. He's back. We can't get rid of him. No matter what we do, he's back again."
Yeah.
No, you talk about tenacity. That's my middle name. If anything, even if you hate my politics, you have to love my tenacity. With what I've been through in radio, that I keep popping back up on the biggest stations in the country, you have to say, this guy is amazing. How does he do it? Right? I mean, you got to give me credit for that, right, Marion?
Right. And I did read Inferno by Dante. It was, family.
Now, did you read it in Catholic school?
No, I read it in my Italian family from Brooklyn.
Uh-huh. Well, you see, you were an educated woman. Today they're reading, putting a condom on, Putting a Condom on a Cucumber, that's their favorite book now in elementary school.
Marion,
I'm sending you a copy of my new novel, A Time for War. I hope you'll tell your friends about it. I want to awaken America to the fact that we may already be halfway lost into this war, since they own our currency, they own our factories, they own our technology, and God knows how many people in government they already own. But I sure like their food.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A UC Davis chemistry researcher in jail on explosives charges was denied a bail reduction today. Prosecutors argued against the reduction because of the explosive mix of chemicals found in his apartment. California has fired the company hired to help overhaul the state's troubled payroll system. Officials say the new system was filled with errors and the state will seek a refund. And the head of Google is selling 40% of his stock at today's value. Eric Schmidt will receive nearly $2.5 billion. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 101, still the slowest traffic through San Francisco from 280 on to the lower decks. Sluggish across to the East Bay, and eastbound 80 still slow from the Maze through Berkeley to about University Avenue. Southbound 101, Great America Parkway, crash was in the two center lanes, now all in the center divided lanes clear, but traffic slowly recovering from Highway 237. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Any evidence that you see...
Liberals loathe him.
That government spending...
But he could care less.
...is an effective, efficient way to create jobs.
John Hannity. Weekdays from noon till 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Orange to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading 2-year warranty with free annual re-inspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Your favorite radio station really helps you out. It wakes you up in the morning, plays the music you love all day, and keeps you in touch with what's happening around you. Now, it just got better. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station in your mobile device, including iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, and more. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com. Your favorite station with the music and personalities you love is always just a click away. Thanks to iHeartRadio.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick and GMC truck dealerships in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a GM car or truck, just go to PutnamGM.com and ask for a special internet price quote. That's PutnamGM.com.
For over 60,000 California foster children, nights can feel long and lonely when you're away from familiar faces and places.
I miss my sister.
I miss my old school.
I miss my room.
Even something as simple as a pair of warm pajamas can make the nights a little easier.
Sometimes I get scared. I can't sleep.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting pajamas for foster children big and small. Bring your gift of new pajamas, packaged socks, and underwear to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Pajamas are like a hug.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent.
But anyone can help a foster child.
Help a local foster child by bringing your gift of new pajamas to Sleep Train. Donate at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com today.
On the next morning show, you'll predict what Bob is going to say in his State of the Union address. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. Look, the one piece of advice I give you in the snow for driving is that if you have a four-wheel drive car, don't be a Yahoo. Many of you think that four-wheel drive gives you superpowers. You are going to make a big mistake because you can still slide off the road. In fact, if you go up to a mountain resort, isn't it always amazing to see how many of the cars that end up on the side of the road are equipped with four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive? It's because you think that you have, you know, more power, more control, and you do what you don't. It'll give you more traction. But the fact of the matter is that many of these four-wheel drive vehicles are higher and more likely to roll over if they hit something going sideways. So, you know, you should go as slow as everybody else. That's the only advice that I can give you, because the rest is commonsensical. You know, like, go slow. Hello. And the best advice I can give you for driving in the snow is don't. Stay home and watch television or listen to the Savage Nation. Bruce on WABC, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I'm a big Savage fan. I've been listening to your show every night. Don't miss it. And I'm glad that you're on WABC, and I'm glad that you're number one.
I am, too. I mean, look, it was the other station was okay, but the signal was weak at night. And now I'm on a, you know, the blowtorch station in the Trillion Volt City. What could be better? I mean, this is it.
It's fantastic. I have an identical twin brother, and he's an extreme liberal. And one night he called me, and I was listening to the Savage Nation, and he heard it in the background. And he said, "What? You're listening to Michael Savage?" And he gave me a big...
Wait a minute. How would he know who I am if he's a liberal and hates me? How does he know who I am?
Well, he must have heard your show at some point because he was familiar with Borders, Language, and Culture.
Oh, and he doesn't like Borders, Language, and Culture as an idea? What is he like, no borders, no language, and no culture? I can't, you know, I can't insult you by saying it must be genetic, but something's wrong there. I mean, you're both, you're twins from the same mother, same father, same ovum. Are you a fraternal or identical twins?
Identical twin.
No, that's even worse yet, so we can't say it's genetic. What happened to him?
He went to school, got an advanced degree, and came out thinking he was a critical thinker.
Where'd he go? What'd he study?
He studied geography. He went to Oklahoma State University.
And that warped him into a liberal, geography? I don't follow. If you had said NYU and poli-sci, I could understand it. But how does geography turn you into a psycho-liberal from you-know-where?
I have no idea. But
no, there's only one answer. It must have been a woman who did it to him.
Must have been.
So how did you remain a conservative? No, honestly, he's a liberal brother. How did you remain a conservative?
Well, I've always been a conservative, and I've always held conservative values. I've never...
Who has more money? Which brother is more successful, him or you?
We're about equally successful.
Is he married, and you're married?
We're both married, both have children.
And whose children wound up sort of doing better? I hate to put you on the spot. Is there a difference or not?
Well, I think my daughter's an oceanographer, and she's doing quite well. My son is a psychologist, and he's doing quite well. So,
but what about him? Have his children worked out as well as yours?
Well, he's got a daughter who has a lot of drug problems.
I'm sorry to hear it, but there it goes. There it goes. The liberal parent usually produces a child who has many emotional issues. It's not always that cut and dry, but you know and I know that this ultra-liberalism, hey, honey, don't do anything I wouldn't do, wink, wink, here's the keys to the car, you know what it leads to.
Yeah.
That's amazing, Bruce. No, I don't want to pry anymore. Already done my homework. I probed already too much. I shouldn't have. I don't want to create a division because he's going to get back to him as sure as I'm sitting here. I'm sending you a time for war. Don't let your brother see it. I'll send it to you in a plain brown wrapper. 1-855-400-7282. That opens up a line on the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282. I want to go back to my show from Monday, the New Orleans show, which is a little short piece now of me describing the buildings, the street musicians, the antique store, right now in clip 18. Listen, it wasn't Sunday morning. Yeah, it was Sunday morning, the day of the game. I was up very early, like dawn. I can't sleep beyond dawn. So anyway, I get up. I go in the streets. The bars are packed already with the drunks. But as the lights coming like on the streets, these beautiful streets in the French Quarter, I mean, it's a kind of, I love the architecture. You know, Greek Revival mixed in with some other architectural styles. You have musicians set up in the street in little corners, like a saxophone player who's as good as anyone. I mean, I'm telling you right now, high-level professional, but they're like in the street. Then there was a Cajun guy. He had his Harley, a black Harley, set up with his guitar, his drum, and harmonica. Then with some of his paintings. You could see this man lives on his motorcycle. I can tell you, looking at him, the guy came out of the back country. And I can tell you this, he was as talented as any musician I've ever heard. And when I was standing listening to him, I was shaking from the quality of the man's music. And I heard him singing and building his song, you know, I threw a few bucks in this thing. And I said, that's who Bob Dylan would like to be, but can't be anymore. Maybe Bob Dylan, you know, learned from men like this. No question that they went down there and learned from these guys. Where they get their music from? They didn't invent it in Brooklyn. They didn't invent it in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I mean, where they get this music from? They went down there and they got turned on by it, so to speak, and parlance of the 60s, and they picked it up, and they're talented, okay, and they ran with it. That's story number one. So the music was awesome, just the street musicians, and I'm very excited to tell you that because San Francisco pretends to be filled with art and this and that, nothing. There's no musicians here. And I mean, no musicians like that, not in San Francisco. There may be musicians playing venues in San Francisco. But in terms of from the earth people, that's long gone from here. And there's another element of New Orleans that's worth mentioning. I went into a few stores, antique stores, that were there for four generations. I went into a gun shop, an antique gun store. I was like bowled over. Hundreds of muskets from the Civil War era on the wall. I said, as a gun nut, I couldn't believe what I was looking at. Dueling pistols, long rifles, Kentucky long rifles, hundreds of them on the wall. And the family was there four generations. I forget their name. I have their card somewhere. And I had a very nice conversation with them, this and that. But that was number one. You don't see stores like this outside of New Orleans. I've never seen one. And San Francisco has an antique district, but it basically picked clean. What winds up in the antique stores in San Francisco has been sifted through 100 times before it reaches the store, and there's very little left. It hasn't been, you know, pre-picked and whatever. But here you have one store after the other, English, French antiques, floor after floor of it. I didn't know this stuff still existed. So I bought a number of items, you know. I try to get my son interested in it because he has fine taste. But, you know, I grew up in my father's antiques store. And what's really odd for me as a father is that the roles were reversed here because it reminded me inside of when I was a little boy and Dad would take me from New York down to Philadelphia. I'd get a day off from school. It was the greatest time of my life. Cold day, driving in the DeSoto, Jersey Turnpike after it was built. Getting into Philly early in the morning, going into these cold stores with stone floors, and Dad picking antiques out. And, you know, to me, it was magical. I was always looking for guns. Even then, I always liked dueling pistols. And I saw them. What could I do? At nine, I could buy dueling pistols. Who had money? I had no money. My father didn't sell those things. He never. He said, no, I don't buy guns. Imagine if I bought all the dueling pistols then, from the Civil War era dueling pistols. Nevertheless, it was a very similar experience going into these stores, only this time I was the father and there was my son. And I think a little of it had to do with like almost the completion of a cycle for me. It was just magical, the whole thing. Then coming out to the music, people lining up for like coffee in a French cafe and things. You know, it's amazing things occurred. The architecture was overwhelmingly beautiful. So if you're into antique mahogany furniture, chandeliers, silverware, paintings, etc., it's a place to go. It's a buyer's dream, but, you know, I guess you got to know what you're doing. Well, that was that. I think I'm going to go back after all of the Mardi Gras is over. Well, not immediately, maybe downstream a month or two. At least I'm thinking of it, fantasizing, going back to the Antiques District and buying some things because I saw furniture I haven't seen in years. I had no idea this much European furniture was still left, 19th century French and English, and the chandelier. Anyway, look, you have to be interested in it. Most people like modern. They like IKEA. To each his own. Because, you know, I got to tell you something. If I look at a piece of woodwork of a, let's say a card table, it's a square table on four legs, beautiful piece of work. But if you turn it a certain way, one of the flaps lifts up and then you pull the flap and all four flaps open up and the table becomes larger than the original rectangle and it's a card table. How in the heck this is all done without screws? It's all hand, you know, handmade. It's amazing to me. It's the workmanship that I'm talking about. Let's take some callers. Hawaii Leah, you're listening to me on the internet. Thank you for calling the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Oh, hi. I'm Michael. Man, I got to tell you, Fox News, I can't listen to it anymore. The day after the election, I had to stop listening. It was just like, it just started sounding like,
But what is, now this is what I want to know. Their ratings have plummeted, and they're trying to jack it up with music and flashing lights.
Yeah.
Karl Rove is their idea of saving Fox News, which is insanity. Since he's part of the problem, he is a Republican operative.
Better.
What is it about Fox News that's turned you off?
Well, because mainly it's just boring. It's But you've gotten better. The day after the election, you just immediately had all this impetus and immediate energy, and it was amazing.
Well, I think that that's a product of two things. One is because I had a hiatus of about, a month, 3 weeks, where I was off the air. And here I landed. And then I came back after the election, and it was like, here I am again. There's Freddie again. You can't keep this guy down. I mean, how did he wind up on all these stations? How did he do it? So I was energized because I felt it was God's hand, and that was God's hand involved with it.
I believe that. Well,
right now I'm burning a fever again. I could feel the colds coming. It's awful. Anyway, I'm going to send you a copy of A Time for War. Tell your friends about it in Hawaii. No, my head is hot. What is this? I had the cold already 5-6 weeks ago. Then I had the food poisoning. Now it's Friday. I got a head burning on me again. What is this? Another nanovirus entered my body? How could this happen to David the Bubble Boy, who very rarely leaves? What is going on? Next caller here on the Savage, Savage Nation. Tish in Michigan, welcome to the program. What's on your mind, Tish?
Hi, Dr. Savage. Wow, great to talk to you.
Thank you.
I love your show. I hear you talk about the meat on the grill, and I thought that was just the barbecue briquettes. I use a gas grill. I've just lost 140 pounds on a protein diet, and I eat the liquid protein and a lot of meat, and I'm getting a little concerned, and I've been trying to get through to you to find out.
All right, well, I'm going to give you some advice for a minute. If you do it in intermittently for a short period of time, don't worry about it. But you're asking about the danger of barbecued meat versus grilled meat, right? Here's the key. It's not the grilled or the barbecued. It's whether it's blackened. If the meat or the fish is blackened, it means that you have produced compounds on the outside of the flesh or on the skin that are carcinogenic. The very thing that tastes the best is the worst for you. The safest food in the world is the one that you don't want to eat. It's bland. It's like boiled food. So go easy on the foods that have that thick coating of the blackened skin or what on it. Tish, thanks for calling the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282. I'll come back to take your calls right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safe Light emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you a hunter, fisherman, or target sports enthusiast? If so, Templar Sports of Los Gatos, the Bay Area's newest hunting and fishing shop, is asking for your support. On Monday, February 11th, the town of Los Gatos will be holding a council meeting that could potentially impact Templar Sports business operations. If you're a supporter for the Second Amendment, a person who believes in being able to exercise your rights without undue burdens, please come out to show your support for your outdoors, target sports lifestyle. Come and support a professional, local, and customer-oriented business that serves the hunting, fishing, target sports, and law enforcement communities. Attendees should dress in business casual and be respectful to others' points of view. The meeting will be held at 110 East Main Street, Los Gatos, on Monday, February 11th at 7 p.m. That's 110 East Main Street, Los Gatos, on Monday, February 11th at 7 p.m. All Bay Area residents are welcome. For more information about Templar Sports in Los Gatos and the meeting, go to templarsports.net. That's T-E-M-P-L-A-R sports.net. When was the last time you heard this about a guy on the radio?
There's a lot of money programs and a lot of people. Your advice is excellent. The advice you're giving is practical.
He's live. He's unscripted. He's unrehearsed. He's Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor.
Your comments are the reason why I do this show.
Greg's not trying to sell you a book. He's trying to help you navigate your money.
With all this financial regulation, the little guy's getting screwed.
It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, one of the worst feelings is when you get up in the morning, turn your shower faucet on full blast in the home you may have owned for a long time, you hear some funny noises in the wall, maybe see some rusty water, then the water comes out about half the rate it should. If somebody flushes the toilet or turns on the washing machine while you're in that shower, you get scalded. Brian Sussman here. This low water pressure situation is likely due to old galvanized pipes that need to be replaced. Here's the good news. Plumbing Tech and Repipe Incorporated can fix this problem. Plumbing Tech and Repipe, locally owned, full-service plumbing company. They are copper plumbing specialists, and they can repipe your entire home in just a few short days. All the work 100% guaranteed, and their rates are extremely competitive. They service residential and commercial properties throughout the entire Bay Area. Mention KSFO and receive 20% off the entire project. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682, or online, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
Settling for another Valentine's dinner and a movie? How about a free romantic winter getaway for two from SweetJack.com? Right now, SweetJack is giving away a two-night stay at Colorado's Telluride Resort Lodging with 3 days of skiing. Hit the slopes on the Coonskin Lift, then step inside your two-bedroom condo and enjoy the warmth of the fire or your private hot tub. It'll be a Valentine's night to remember. Enter to win now at SweetJack.com. No purchase necessary.
On the next morning show, you'll predict what Bob is going to say in his State of the Union address. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
You like Rock and Roll Friday, or should I can the old doo-wop music? Go over to something, move up to the 70s, move up, maybe do 70s music and do something cheerful on Friday, like read the obituaries, legal notices in the back of the paper. I never read legal notices. I don't even read the obits. I know a guy, a journalist, that became, they started him in the writing obituaries. Then he went to religion. Stuck. It is the Savage Nation, number one in New York City on ABC, men 21 plus, and men 35 plus. I guess there are some savagettes out there who listen in New York and everywhere else. I'm on 180 stations right now. KLIF in Texas, MAL in Washington, KSFO in San Francisco. Don't feel slighted. I'm going to have to read every affiliate that I have because everyone is filled with people. It's an amazing thing. You know, you sit in New Orleans at the stadium, right? 77,000 people are in that stadium. So it's pretty awesome to think about that number of people. So now I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. I'm here on the radio every night, and I have the audience. What's the cume audience on 180 stations? I don't really know what it is. And then I say, well, what's the AQH, the average quarter hour? Because the way radio has traditionally worked, even 20 years ago, is that people would tune in and out every 15 minutes. I always had the longest TSL in my time slot, time spent listening. Although the normal listening time was 15 minutes in radio in general, that's with music, sports, this and that. With talk radio, it was always longer in general. With me, it was an hour and a half, an hour 15 of a three-hour show. People would get tuned in and stay tuned. And I don't know what it is today. It's changed. People's listening has probably changed dramatically. But nevertheless, the cume or such for my entire show, I thought it's got to be bigger than the stadium. So I look at the stadium, 77,000 some odd human beings sitting in there. I said, oh my God, that's awesome to perform in that stadium. And I said, hey, Michael, you're performing in a bigger stadium every night. Do you understand that? It's hard for me to comprehend that. You have to understand that when I speak with you and I make it sound as though we're having a personal conversation, it's because really I'm sitting alone in a home studio or in the station. I have many different studios. And I'm having an intimate conversation with my listeners because I don't really comprehend how big the audience is. You understand that? So maybe there's a form of disconnect from reality here. I don't know how to put it. I mean, if I actually saw the audience, I could faint altogether. I don't know if you could really do – I couldn't do this if I was in a stadium with a microphone. Let's say I was in the Superdome and I rented it, if I could. And I filled it with 75,000 savages and savagettes. They bought the hot dogs. They bought the jambalaya. They bought the beer. And then I have a warm-up act like Boy Scouts or whatever. And then I come out. I don't know if I could do it. That's why I don't do live performances. I was in L.A. a couple of months ago, and a very famous actor, who, you know, I go to – every time I'm down there, I call up these guys. They're conservatives, all of them. I won't mention their names. And he said to me – he's a really great actor. He said to me, when did you realize that you don't like live performances and you liked radio? I said, I was stunned by the question. Of course, the guy is such a skilled, great actor, he knew what to ask me. I said, it was early on. I realized I don't really like live performances. I much prefer the invisible audience and the imaginary audience and the intimacy of talking to an invisible audience. And he said, that's very interesting because the actor is exactly, in many ways, the actor's not performing to an audience when you think about it. The actor is performing for the crew, but where's the audience? It's not there. If you think about it, he was asking me something interesting because he also performs for no audience, you know, other than the set. There's probably 100 people running around there. I don't know. But even that's a little too much. To me, I'd rather be in a room with a dog, not too far from the kitchen, not too far from... No, people imagine I'm sitting in a tower somewhere, and I don't want to blow your mind, but I'm actually sitting in... No, I do sometimes go to a radio station, but by and large, they're home studios. I move around a lot. Could you imagine doing this from home? It's pretty good, because the minute the show's over, I'm going to roll myself over to the refrigerator, pour myself a drink. Then I'm going to roll myself into the bed and watch a movie. It's not bad. Life is good. So.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Today is Friday, February 8th. Blizzard on the East Coast. Well, there's no blizzard on the West Coast. It's beautiful out here. Snow up in the Sierras, but there's more to the world than New York City. Is there? Well, I'm number one in New York City. Did you hear the news? That's right. After only 2 months, I'm number one in my time slot in New York City on WABC in the coveted demos of Men 21 Plus and Men 35 Plus. Did you hear me? I beat everyone. I topped all of the talk stations, music, Spanish stations, and news stations. In fact, my old station, OR, is number 21 in New York City, and I'm number one. I'm never one to back down. I'm headed to the top. This is just the beginning of my rise to the top of the pack. Are you ready to join the Savage Nation? Well, as you know, I air in New York City live on WABC, 9 to 11 p.m. In San Francisco on KSFO, 6 to 9 p.m. In Dallas on KLIF, in Washington on WMAL, and 183 other radio stations throughout the United States. And you can get me 24/7 at michaelsavage.com. Have you bought your copy of A Time for War yet? I'm asking you to do it. It's the powerful new thriller from me. Is China already at war with us? Well, I'll let you figure it out. They own our currency. They've taken our manufacturing. They've hacked into the New York Times, the Defense Department, the State Department, and I've written a novel about it to try to alert America before you wake up and there's no country left. A Time for War. It's a political thriller. It goes on sale Monday, February 12th. Buy your copy now on Amazon.com and go to the bookstore Monday and buy your friends one, too. Also on my website, the LAPD has fired the toughest male cops because they're too male. They're firing seven deputies who were tasked with beating the gangs in L.A., and I guess they did too good of a job. Will a year of the snake bring China and the United States into war? Let's hope not, but read A Time for War. Obama's new interior nominee received an Obamacare waiver for her company. It's nice to be king, isn't it? Another fine immigrant from Pakistan tried to blow up the Federal Reserve. Bring them all in. Bring them all in. They're just like your grandfather. They love America. The Family Research Council murderer used the Southern Poverty Law Center hate map to pick targets. Southern Poverty Hate Center? Bloomberg Napoleon from New York. After soda regulations, Bloomberg's wanting to ban styrofoam cups. I guess people will just... I guess you can drink hot coffee out of your palms. It's recyclable. You go to a stand, you order a hot coffee, they pour it in the palms of your hand, and you slurp it like a dog. After all, it's nice to be king. House Democrats fire away with 15 new gun ban proposals. None apply to them, of course. Tensions are growing off Gibraltar after the Royal Navy confronts Spanish warship. Wow. Spain and England? We're back to the 1700s? California officials allegedly rack up an $80,000 travel bill despite a ban. Well, it's a Democrat-run country. What a state. What do you expect? Low-dose aspirin does fight cancer. Read the article. 9-year-old Mexican girl gives birth. They're looking for the father. What? 9-year-old Mexican girl gives birth? Wow. Well, another Obama voter, I guess. They start young. Underage rape case in England spotlights Muslim defense. He didn't know that sex with a girl of 13 was illegal, part of his culture. Finally, on michaelsavage.com, go to the map and see where you can listen to me in any state of the union. You click on it, you click your state, and you find what station I'm on. All this and more right here on The Savage Nation. Anyone who gets on the show tonight will get a free copy of my novel, A Time for War, which is coming out in exactly 2 weeks. Any caller who clears the board screener will get a free copy of A Time for War sent out on Monday morning. And you want to hear something odd? The book is about Chinese cells in the United States of America who are planning a terrorist attack against the country, and they're interrupted by my hero, Jack Hatfield. You want to hear something amazing? The New York Times reported on its own front page that their newspaper had been hacked by the Chinese military repeatedly, and they had to invest a lot of money in a firewall to stop the Chinese military from hacking their newspaper. The reason the Times was being hacked is because they were running an expose on the Chinese premier's family making billions of dollars through corrupt contracts. Does that sound familiar? So the New York Times now finds out that China is at war with them. My editor goes to the New York Times and says, hey, guys, you should cover A Time for War. You should interview Michael Savage. The book is about what just happened to you in a way. You know what they said? We don't want to know about it. He's not one of us. Now, we can begin with the news, because if I go backwards, I'll go forwards. I think it's best to start with, I'll do the news in a minute, because Hillary Clinton sounds to me like she's deranged. I've always mistrusted her, and she did the worst job in the history of the State Department, covered up by the stenographers and the media. We have the Middle East on fire. The Middle East is more unstable than it's ever been in my lifetime, but you have to listen to what she said as she departed the State Department. Please play it.
I will not have the opportunity to continue being part of this amazing team, but I am so grateful that we've had a chance to contribute in each of our ways to making our country and our world stronger, safer, fairer, and better.
I'm speechless, and I am never speechless. Do you agree that Hillary Clinton and her team has made America and the world stronger, safer, fairer, and better? And if you believe that's true, tell us how. Because the opposite is obvious. She's made it weaker, less safe, less fair, and worse. But she says she made the world stronger, safer, fairer, and better. So if you're a Lib Dem, if you're a brainwashed jelly bean eater, why don't you call the show, and I'm going to listen to you. And you're going to tell America on the Savage Nation tonight how Hillary Clinton has made the world stronger, safer, fairer, and better, and America as well. Open mic to Mike tonight, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. You are listening to The Last Word in Talk Radio, The Savage Nation. Let me tell you a story while you're calling the phone numbers, because I have so much time during the day now that the show starts so late that I can actually go to lunch as opposed to eating out of styrofoam boxes in my kitchen watching the news. It's a big change for me. And now that the weather's getting spring-like here in the San Francisco Bay Area, I went up to lunch to a place I never go to lunch. I only go there for dinner. I enjoy the lunch. I sat outdoors. Nobody knows this place, but it's full all the time because it's the best food in the world. They know me so well that I literally just have to show up and they know what to make me. They know the no butter, the this, the that. But the food is amazing. Sitting outdoors, you're reminded of being in a little country place in France. So it's a place I sit and enjoy. So Roger comes over, and we start chatting, and he says to me, he knows a guy that he said would have made a perfect talk show host. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, he's the kind of guy that if you ask him to tell you the time on his watch, he'll tell you how the watch was made. I said, he should have been in talk radio. He would have been he would have been there. If you ask him the time, he'll tell you how the watch was built. I said, it sounds like somebody I know. And I had a wonderful meal, and here I am in front of the microphone. 855-400-7282. I don't know what to ask you to ask me. But, you know, Hillary Clinton is another topic. Stronger, safer, fairer, better. Is she deluded, or did they just lie to themselves? Does she really believe that with a dead ambassador, with Islamists raging throughout Libya, throughout Egypt, with Syria burning, that she's made the world stronger, safer, fairer, better? Or does she just say what she knows to be false, or does she believe it? It's the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. Stanford, Connecticut. Bill, we'll try you on the Savage Nation.
Hi, it's Bill from Stanford, Dr. Savage. I emphasize Dr. Savage. I took your advice a couple weeks ago and got the Trader Joe's vitamin C crystals.
Yeah.
My daughter and I had both serious head colds with asthma. Within 4 days, we it felt remarkably better. No antibiotics, no steroids.
Of course. But go to your doctor. You know what he'll say? Well, you had a spontaneous remission. It would have gone away anyway. That quackery doesn't work.
Yeah, but you also gave me great advice on the bilberry from your retinitis in the past.
See, the reason the doctors tell you that the vitamins don't work is because there's almost no money in vitamins. It's not prescription. It's inexpensive, so it goes against the entire grain of the medical pharmaceutical guild. Bill, you're getting a free copy of my novel. Kevin in Chicago, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi. I wanted to make a brief comment with regard to former Secretary of State Clinton. She allowed us to be enlightened on what was right and what was wrong. Without her failures, we wouldn't have been able to grow from that and see where we need to go in the future.
Yeah, but she said she made the world stronger, safer, fairer, better. Do you agree with her?
She made us wiser because we know what to do and what not to do. We can learn.
What do you mean we know what to do? They just put Kerry in there. To the left of Hillary Clinton, they put Kerry in. He's going to be different than her?
No, you, me, our fellow listeners who agree with you in trying to vote, in trying to, you know, vote with our...
Yeah, good. What choices do we have, though? We don't vote for Secretary of State. They're imposed upon us by a melange of international forces.
No, but we
the Secretary of State is fundamentally somebody who represents the world against America within our own government. Instead of representing us to the world, what's happened over the last 50 years is that these wobblies who were picked to be Secretary of State usually represents the world's interest within our own government. Okay, my friend, if you name the novel, you gain it. What's the name of my novel?
A Time of War.
Close enough, A Time for War. We're getting there. I invite you to go to michaelsavage.com or amazon.com and grab your copy now. To make sure, one reason I want you to buy it, I told you, you have to listen to me. If the book goes to number one on Amazon and number one on the New York Times list when it comes out, America will have to wake up to the description, one line. You want to hear the one line? China is at war with America, etc. Otherwise, they're not going to read that line. You get the picture? You have that power. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week fun and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS, 800-827-3285.
Hi,
this is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-309-1118 and claim your free copy. Call 800-309-1118. That's 800-309-1118. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
We're kicking off a year of fortune at Cache Creek Casino Resort. From January 14th through February 18th, we're bringing in Chinese New Year with fortune for everybody. Every day, win $888 in bonus play. Every hour from 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. Plus, every Saturday and Sunday, we're having cash drawings for $1,000. At 3 p.m., 5, 7, 9, and 11 p.m. Then, Fortunes Rise Chinese New Year weekend, February 16th, 17th, and 18th, when each cash drawing winner receives $2,500 in cash. The Year of Fortune, only at Cache Creek. Play the best close to home. Complete details at cachecreek.com.
Can you imagine your dream yard? What would it look like? How would it feel? How would you use it? Would you spend more time outdoors on your beautiful stone patio or outdoor living room, complete with built-in barbecue island or pizza oven, a warm fireplace or fire pit, seat walls, a pergola? Would there be the tranquil sound of water, year-round green turf? Hi, this is Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers. However you dream your outdoor living space, System Pavers can make it happen and make it easy. For all listeners who call right now at 877-PAVE-002, we'll design your dream outdoor makeover for free, and your project can be installed all at one time or seamlessly phased, suitable for future add-ons and affordability. And with your good credit, you'll pay no interest for 18 months. So don't wait. Love your home all over again. Just call System Pavers right now. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
This memo that Obama Mulder released or leaked refers to enemy combatants. Enemy combatants who would destroy the United States of America. So if you are in favor of an Islamist picking up an improvised explosive device, an IED, and planting it on the New York State Thruway, because they learned how to do it in their home country of Pakistan or some other country over there, well, then you are an idiot. You're a complete moron. You've fallen into the sinkhole called the ACLU. The ACLU got all worked up over this memo, not because they care about the Constitution. They hate the Constitution. The ACLU hates the church. The ACLU hates the American people. The ACLU cares only about criminals, terrorists, and perverts, period. That's their entire constituency. Then they wrapped themselves in the Constitution. Where were they when I, Michael Savage, was banned illegally from entering Britain? Nowhere to be heard. Where were all of these nervous Nelly media faux conservatives when I was banned in Britain? Nowhere. So stop falling for this knee-jerk neocon anti-Obama rhetoric. There's a limit to it, and it's boring. Why don't you try to open your mind and use common sense? We all have a right of self-defense, right? We have a right of self-defense. If someone is going to go over and train with Al-Qaeda and become one of their operatives, I say, Launch. The ACLU says, oh, we've launched 300 drones so far. I think that's the number. I don't think I remember. And 3,000 people have been killed. Well, that's interesting.
We haven't had a 9/11 since the drones started flying. You ever thought about it? Let's put two and two together. Let's see. Drones started flying. Al-Awlaki was killed. Recently, his son, 16 years old, was sent to Allah, to the virgins. They were waiting for him, too. He disappeared off the planet. He was atomized. The 16-year-old spawn of Al-Awlaki was found in Yemen, and they took him out in the entire village. Terrible thing, really a terrible thing. We should have waited for him to blow up the IRT and then given him a nice trial in New York where he could have made a mockery of our system. So, you know, which way do you want it? What I'm talking about is a shocking, shocking memo that was released to much criticism, by the way, on both sides of the aisle, or all sides. Everyone's saying, oh, he's a madman, he's a killer, absolute power corrupts, absolutely, blah, 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 blah. And the thing is that I agree with him. It's that simple. It's not any citizen. It's an American citizen abroad. I'll read you the law again so you don't start going off and foaming at the mouth because you listened to Clarabel and his clowns today. It would be lawful, it says, for the United States to conduct a lethal operation outside the United States, Schmendrick, against a U.S. citizen who was a senior operational leader of Al-Qaeda or an associated force of Al-Qaeda without violating the Constitution or the federal statutes discussed in this white paper under the following conditions. And the reason this white paper was released is because the new CIA, the appointee to the nominee to run the CIA, was in charge of the drone project, which is a plus for him. He sounds like a hippie with an earring, but at the end of the day, it's a fake. It's a good feign. He's a real killer, a murderer. That's what we need. Stronger, safer, fairer, better. Open mic to Mike 855-400-SAVAGE. Anyone who gets on the show gets through my call screen and gets a free copy of my novel, A Time for War. North Carolina, Laura, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead. Let's give it a shot.
Hey, Michael. I wanted to congratulate you on your new book, A Time for War.
And thank you.
Ask you if there are any steamy, romantic sex scenes in it, like the other one had.
Yes, Laura. Did you read the sex scenes in Abuse of Power?
Yes, I did. That was your best book so far, and I've read many of them. I've been a fan of yours since.
Well, of course, I don't put any sex scenes in my political books, because if I did, I don't think anybody would be interested. But look, if I'm writing a novel and there are men and women in it, wouldn't it be logical that once in a while some of them would sleep with each other, given the world we live in? After all, they're not Islamists.
Of course it's logical, but sometimes...
Since they're Americans, they usually have a drink and go to bed with each other. I had a lot of people criticized me. They said, oh, you shouldn't have put those sex scenes in the other book. They were very tasteful. Remember, I didn't use any dirty words. Is that correct?
That's correct.
See, in other words, there's a way to create write a scene about passionate sex without getting graphically pornographic. And that's what I achieved in the first novel, because I'm such an excellent writer. So without giving it away, there's a scene here where in this novel, Jack lives on the yacht in Sausalito, the sea writer, with his dog, Eddie, as he did in the first book, right? Anyway, you see, it begins there. Her scent reached him then, something fruity, apricot and woman. A yip from Eddie informed Jack that he had stopped scratching me. See what I'm saying? It starts nice, then they have a couple of drinks. She's a big part of the plot. She works for Naval Intelligence, but they fired her because she seems to think that there are Chinese agents in America about to launch something on America, and they fire her. So her and Jack get together to try and abort the mission.
Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Good evening. I'm Dave Funk, Shop Talk 560 KSFO. Two people were rescued from an overturned boat in San Francisco Bay today. 21-foot sailboat overturned east of San Francisco Airport. Two people aboard were rescued by a South San Francisco fireboat. Tonight, a person has been hit on the Caltrain tracks this evening. It was a southbound train, happened near East Meadow Drive in Palo Alto. Trains not running on the tracks in either direction at the moment. Bus bridges are being set up between Menlo Park and Palo Alto. The Grapevine, the section of Highway 5 that travels through the Tehachapi Mountains connecting Bakersfield and Los Angeles, is closed at this hour because of snow falling in the hills. Traffic in the Bay Area, we've got a stalled car westbound 580 at 24 blocking the right lane. Fairfield eastbound 80 at North Texas, this crash being reported. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're just a dumb, stupid peasant slave that works for me, paying taxes.
No.
You're like the bees in a hive. You make the honey and I steal it. And I put it in jars and use it any way I want. And you little bees, you keep making that honey.
Bees in the trap. Bees in the trap.
You bees keep making that honey. You work for me, Barack Obama, so I can go on vacation and spit on you. I can go wherever I want and spit on you with my haughty demeanor. And I'll get away with it because there is no press and there is no Republican Party.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, Brian Sussman here. And a lot of people ask me where I buy my gold and silver from. Desert Gold Exchange. That's right, Desert Gold Exchange. Family owned and operated, a perfect rating with the Better Business Bureau, no complaints ever filed, and they are experts. They know the market oh so well. And the thing I really like is because they're family owned and operated, they treat you like a valuable customer, not a quick transaction. Better prices, lower commissions, fast delivery. Generally takes only 2 to 3 days to get your products. And by the way, if you're thinking of converting your IRA or 401k into gold, call Desert Gold Exchange right away. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment because they can help you through that process. Again, Desert Gold Exchange, 20 years of experience in the gold business. They're my dealer of choice, 888-852-4343. Call them today, 888-852-4343, online, desertgoldexchange.com.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud. We are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safe Light emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
On the next morning show, you'll predict what Bob is going to say in his State of the Union address. I'm Brian Sussman. Join us 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Marissa Martin is a conservative political activist and a practicing artist for over 30 years. Why is she on the show? She uses a pen name because she feels it is terribly rude for an artist to criticize other artists. And she feels Obama's an artist. It also slows down the hate mail. Marissa, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you so much, Dr. Savage.
Does everything this administration does seem to be a bit of propaganda, and more so than any other current modern administration? Is this perception or reality?
Well, I'm finding there is, and just peeling it back, I don't have degrees in political science or propaganda, but I've been studying it so much on my own
because I've been looking at the art of what's happening in the culture, and I'm very interested in the politics, and they're just so in congruency right now, so much like in the Soviet times or in North Korea or in France back 200 years ago. That was a surprise to me. So, I believe so, and I've been seeing it with the left for a long time. Because to be an artist in America, the majority of the artists are very left-wing. A lot of them are Marxist. And I'd been seeing them just push and push, and the amount of propaganda even before the election, you know, against George Bush and the constant drumbeat. And so anti-war for America, not for anyone else. This has been going on for a long time, probably since the 60s.
Explain how propaganda has been used against a population in the past.
Historically, you know, I was wondering when this first began, it would probably go back at least to probably Persia or something about 4,000 years ago, but written propaganda and history, official history, often was written as written propaganda, and was only allowed those things and those facts or fictions that would make the leader look good. So that's been around ever since people have been able to record history or images. So it's not a new thing.
Okay. Tell my audience, the Savage Nation, how does the Obama administration use propaganda?
Oh, boy. Well, as I mentioned in my article, he had been using the National Endowment for the Arts just blatantly. And he had been having secret phone-in calling times where they had been, courting and schmoozing with different artists. That they thought they could use, and most of them have just gone for it and have agreed to do things. They get grants, they get their head patted, they feel good, they feel they're somebody, and he's been using that. That's one thing he's been doing directly with artists, directly calling them, having people from the head of the Endowment for the Arts call them and other people related, asking them to do favors for him, buttering them up. What else has he done with it? I am not aware that he directly controls the press in any way, and I don't believe he does directly, and that is why I was really interested in how Napoleon did it so well 200 years ago. He had a lot less to control, and one of the things Napoleon did was he actually created two of his own newspapers, and so he had direct control. Whereas here, I think control comes more through worldview of owners and people who have stock and sort of stacking the boardrooms and the editors with people of a certain worldview so that you can indirectly control the types of information that's coming out.
Well, what do you mean? You think Obama's erecting statues of himself, or is this just a war of ideas?
Not exactly. I've never seen anything like that. I'm wondering if this goes very much further down the road, but this is a different time, too. And I think to do something that would alarm the public, like, statues, somewhat like, you know, bow to Caesar, they're smarter than that. They're going to use the Internet. They're going to use catchphrases. They're going to use a lot of slogans like they did all along to get elected. Sloganeering is a really big deal. They definitely use PR firms, I'm sure, if I dug around a little. All dictators and even just politicians use PR people now to come up with things for them, advertising campaigns. And I think they're going to be a little more careful, but they're definitely using new technology more, particularly the Internet and youth.
In your article, Marissa, you cite a lot of similarities between Obama and Napoleon. That's interesting. What kind of tactics, in your mind, do they share?
Okay, well, it was fascinating to me because I wasn't really aware of any of this until I started looking into it. But I start with the constant photographs with Obama and hiring artists and painters of the day, the most famed ones, and that's what they've gone after, too. They always go after the big names for the entertainers, say the hip-hop people, the people who are in the public eye. There's a parallel there that in France, artists, of course, were a really big deal, like David and Gros and Delaroche, Ingres. And he either paid, forced, I'm not certain, I can't find a lot of information, or just schmoozed around and convinced these people to create fantastic paintings. And they're rather beautiful. And you've probably seen the picture of Napoleon rearing up on a horse, you know, very grand, his cloak in the wind. So the constant imagery, we had that during the election, the first election especially. He's always smiling, you know, nice looking. Now, of course, we use photography. So that's one thing. Let's see, the singers, the Hollywood people, somebody, if you're somebody, you're allowed into this inner circle. That happens with a lot of politicians. It did with Napoleon. He actually invited the press of the time along, handpicked. He would always handpick, that's alike, who he wanted to speak to and to record his messages and to watch his campaigns. And then he had editorial rights over it because he was a general and things were a little more direct back then. He could decide who lived and died. I can't say Obama can do that directly, but I'm positive in the way however the press is working there at the White House that they do their best to control what goes in and out. He even had Napoleon even had gold bust made, little pendants, and sold those all through France. They're very popular. Somehow he was a genius at convincing people that they needed these things. There were posters. There were There were novels. There was theater done all about his exploits and what an amazing person he was. And that's a parallel. One other thing that was really interesting to me is that thinking that Napoleon rose up right after a revolution where the French people decided they were going to get rid of all vestiges of the class system. And here we have an emperor class system all over again. How did he do that in a few years, within about 15 years? Actually less than that, I believe. How did he do that? And so, to me, that's kind of fascinating, how he managed to convince these people. This is all a huge PR campaign.
Napoleon Bonaparte said that history is a set of lies agreed upon. How has Obama implemented that idea?
It's hard to know where to start. I mean, the man is constantly, he said one thing, and then it's been checked, and he just goes on to the next. There's never an apology. There's never an acknowledgement, I lied, or that was a mistake. He's not been forced to do that. He's being treated as if he had that kind of life and death power by the press, which I find problematic and kind of scary. And he's never being forced to own up. And so somehow he's being given this honor, as if he had this sword dangling over them. I don't know what the sword is. Maybe it's just pure flattery.
Do you think the media really shares Obama's ideology, or that they just want to be in what they think to be the in crowd?
Some. Both. A lot of immature, silly people, I think, in media right now. Yeah, and some of them do share his ideology, but they have a striking lack of curiosity and fact-checking and interest in telling the truth. So I don't even know how these people manage to get a job. It's hard for me. I'm still kind of in a state of shock since the last election.
Well, you agree with me that this power to control the message has been cultivated by years of manipulating journalism schools and who gets in and things of that nature.
Well, I haven't really done research in that particularly. You know, I've gone to school, of course. It's been a long time since I took journalism and was taking those types of classes. I mean, I don't talk about how old I am. Let's say at least 20 years. And I didn't really see it so much then, but I would have to assume that's true over the last 20 or 30 years, because it seems to be overall in centers of higher education. It's so extremely left. So I would assume that would also apply to journalism departments and communication, electronic communication, that sort of thing. You could. Why would that be an exception when it's such a prize, you know?
What do you think the end result of all of this manipulation of the national mind will be? I mean, I wrote about it in Trickle Down Tyranny, which is coming out in paperback. Trust me, I know what's coming. I mean, but what do you fear?
I I fear a lot. I fear people. The worst case scenario is he leads us into all kinds of wars and bankrupts us, and you know somebody just comes in a sets up camp in America because he's made it so easy for them, and or as we're experiencing, even me personally, somewhat in my life, a little bit now, a lot of oppression, being told what you can and cannot say, what you can and can't think. If you think it, you better not tell anyone. I'm already feeling a little bit of that. And if this continues where the press, who is supposed to fight, he's supposed to be at the forefront and the front lines of fighting for that right, have already capitulated and submitted and are even on the with the bad guys. And I hate to see that.
Well, what can my listeners of the Savage Nation do to get more involved in this propaganda, anti-propaganda effort?
Well, I don't have a television, and I would miss it at all. I wouldn't listen unless necessary, maybe in a matter of, you know, national emergency. I just wouldn't listen. I wouldn't take the time to listen to people on the big media networks. If they don't necessarily outright lie, things are so scripted and edited that you don't know anything. You've wasted your time. You can listen to Roland Daily, of course. I have a reason to promote, but there's several really good media outlets that you can, and of course, listening to you, where people can know what's happening more. And it's sad that we're at such odds with the official news so many times. But I would not waste time. I would make an effort to know what's happening. I would keep my senators, congressmen, so forth, you know, keep their feet over the fire when you know something is happening that's important. I guess that's about all you can do, you know, say your prayers. I don't know.
Where can we read more of your work?
My column comes out every Wednesday night or Thursday on the Diversions page area in WorldNet Daily. And I'm also working on a book on hate right now, and I'm not certain when I'm going to be done with this, hopefully in the next 3 or 4 months.
Marissa Martin, I'm sending you a copy of my new paperback, Trickle Down Tyranny. Thanks for being with us from WorldNet Daily.
Thank you, Dr. Savage.
I'm Michael Savage, and I'll be right back.
Join
a speech at the Council on Foreign Relations, which, as you well know, is another anti-American organization, well known to see the interests of the world first. It's not America first. To them, it's the America last group at the CFR. And she made a speech saying that we, the United States, welcome China's rise. Hillary Clinton said, we welcome China's rise. And she went on talking about the progress she has made in the world. She said, let me say this. There has been progress. American soldiers have come home from Iraq. People are electing their leaders for the first time in generations in Egypt, Tunisia, and Libya. Electing their leaders. You hear this? They elected Hitler in Germany, too, by the way. The United States and our partners built a broad coalition to stop Gaddafi from massacring his people. Ooh. And a ceasefire is holding in Gaza. All good things, but not nearly enough. I sometimes wonder if these people believe anyone believes a word they say. I'm shocked, by the way, that she'd even give such a speech. But I'm not surprised. I'm shocked, but not surprised. Stronger, safer, fairer, better, sure. No, I was in Roger's place today, and Roger was eating, you know, he's Basque, so they eat different kind of foods than I do. He's eating a blood sausage. And I said, well, okay, I eat sausage once. I eat chicken sausages once in a while with spaghetti. I said, what's the sausage made from? He said, oh, we made up 400 of these for 400 people at the Basque Center. I said, well, what are they made from? He said, it's from the pig's head. I said, what? He said, yes, every part of the pig's head except the eyes goes into the sausage. I said, okay, I think I'll skip the blood sausage tonight. But it's hard for me to eat, basically, in restaurants that serve everything with heavy-duty butter, you know? Everything with a butter on it. Or caramelized this, blue cheese that. Stronger, safer, fairer, better. Play Hillary Clinton again. Go ahead. Just play it.
I will not have the opportunity to continue being part of this amazing team. But I am so grateful that we've had a chance to contribute in each of our ways to making our country and our world stronger,
safer,
fairer, and better.
She made the world stronger, safer, fairer, and better for who? The Islamists. She made America weaker, less safe, less fair, and certainly not a better place to live in. It's the exact opposite. This is what they specialize in, is propaganda. So,
what difference at this point does it make?
Doesn't make any difference, because you own the newspapers. You have them in your back pocket. We came, we saw, he died. That's all. What do you want to talk about? It's Friday night. Lighten up. How about Chuck Hagel? You want to go through that again? We know he's unqualified. I made a prediction. It hasn't happened yet. It doesn't mean I'm wrong, because it's the weekend's not over, and they know America's distracted. Chuck Hagel is the most disqualifiable man in the history of the appointment to be defense secretary. Listen to clip 7 and tell me what you think.
I'm quoting right now from Iran. People of the Middle East, the Muslim region, and the North Africa, people of these regions hate America from the bottom of their heart. It further said, Israel is a cancerous tumor in the heart of Islamic world. They further said, Iran's warriors are ready and willing to wipe Israel off the map. The question I'd like to ask you, and you can answer for the record if you'd like, is why do you think that the Iranian Foreign Ministry so strongly supports your nomination to be the Secretary of Defense?
I have a difficult enough time with American politics. Senator, I have no idea, but thank you. And I'll be glad to respond further for the record.
Now, the left-wing media said that the Republicans were very mean to him. They were very mean. They're just supposed to rubber stamp King Obama's appointments. Well, let me remind them that the Senate's job is to advise and consent. Advise and consent. That's what their job is, you morons. And I told you what I predict might happen. And that is that he's going to withdraw his name early next week. There's no support for him. He can't get appointed. And more dirt's going to come out on his disqualification. And then Obama will appoint someone even further to the left and even more anti-military than him. This was all a straw man set up to withdraw, to show how bad the Republicans are, because rarely in history has an opposition party rejected two candidates for a position. So he's playing chess with the Republicans while they're playing backgammon. That's my opinion. By the way, so Obama now not only wants to appoint Hagel or Bagel to defense to destroy the military completely and to make the world safe for Islam, he wants to appoint John Brennan to become the head of the CIA. I swear to God, this is becoming more like the show Homeland every day. Listen to clip 8
now. Despite my long hair, my earring, and my obvious American appearance, I was welcomed throughout that country in a way that is a reflection of the tremendous warmth of Islamic cultures and societies. Like the president during his childhood years in Jakarta, I came to see Islam, not how it is often misrepresented, but for what it is.
The man is delusional and a danger to our survival. This putz, who would be the head of the biggest spy agency in the world, tells us a faith of peace and tolerance and great diversity.